Well, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome for this, what is going to be the beginning of the 2023 session of Parliament. And I wanted to update people in the North about priorities. At the beginning, I want to offer my deepest condolences to the Wabano family of Pewaunuck, who lost their young daughter in a house fire this past weekend, a community that has no firefighting equipment. How is it possible in Canada that we have communities that do not have the basic fire protection? This reminds us, it reminds me deeply, of the work that needs to be done. So I will be following up. I've reached out to the people of Pewaunuck, and I will be speaking with the minister on how we have to address this inequity. And I just wanted to let the Wabano family know that I'm praying for them and we're praying for their community. So it's been less than a year and a half since the 2021 election, and I think the people of Canada sent parliamentarians a very strong message. They wanted us to quit the political games. They wanted us to get back to work. They wanted us to start working together to improve life for Canadians. And in our last session of Parliament, New Democrats focused on that with the push to get a national dental care plan in place, to double the GST tax credit coming into Christmas as people were feeling the huge financial pressures of greedflation. We pushed to get support for low-income renters who are really, really being battered right now. And that work of bringing forward solutions at a time of uncertainty is going to be my priority, and certainly the priority of the New Democratic Party in this coming session of Parliament. I want to talk about four major priorities that I'll be focused on. Healthcare, tackling greedflation and the gouging that's happening with the grocery giants. A commitment to push the government on clean tech investments, which will really kickstart development and job opportunities across Northern Ontario. And of course, supporting Northern Indigenous communities, whether it's in healthcare, mental health, or as we saw in the tragedy in Pewaunuck, the need to improve infrastructure. So certainly the big priority right now is the healthcare crisis. Our leader Jagmeet Singh will be asking for an emergency debate on Doug Ford's plans to push for profit healthcare, which will undermine the already overstressed healthcare system in the public system. We know that the pandemic really ran our public health system ragged. There was a lot of burnout. There's been a lot of pressure. We need to reinvigorate Canadians' confidence in public health care. We have two initial priorities. One is, of course, following up on the promise we made to Canadians that we would establish a national dental care plan and getting that through. We've also pushing the Liberals to live up to their promise on a national pharmacare program, because what we know from pharmacare is it will greatly reduce costs in the system and it will keep people safer. But we need the Prime Minister to step up at this time to state his commitment to public health care, to oppose the for-profit undermining American style system that is attempted to be put in here in Ontario and maybe attempted elsewhere, and that we need the federal government to put the money on the table with the checks and balances to ensure that we're able to recruit more people to work in our systems in Northern Ontario, certainly where we are always understaffed, to make sure that we have the investments needed to keep our health system strong. So that's priority number one. On the issue of greedflation, we're hearing a lot about inflation in the Bank of Canada, but we know that the grocery giants have been making excessive profits as it's getting harder and harder for people to get by. Last year, we launched an investigation into this. We will continue to push on this, and we will continue to find ways to make life more affordable for Canadians. So that focus will be a huge thing for us. On the sustainable jobs front, it was funny, Pierre Poilievre came to Timmins recently. He was making fun of electric cars. I don't know what's so funny about this, being that the key element for electric car revolution that is happening all over the world will be critical minerals. This is a huge opportunity for Northern Ontario. I have been pushing the government for a plan for investments to make sure that we actually develop a sustainable job economy in the long term, and one that will benefit Northern Ontario because of our huge capacity to to develop the critical mineral infrastructure that will be needed. As I said at the beginning as well of this press conference, we need to improve services in our northern Indigenous communities that have been suffering during the pandemic like elsewhere, but the gaps in infrastructure and healthcare, issues on the opioid crisis, that will be another major priority. So I'm very much looking forward to this. I think this is going to be issues of accountability. This is going to be issues of working together. This is going to be issues about getting down and trying to find some commonalities across some very fractious political events.